Jekka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria en Polokwane 21, Johannesburg en Emelandlinie 18.
Dat is een ernstige ongeluk op die N3 Noord. It is a truck on fire at the Geldmeis interchange. Avoid the area.
Die man wat daarvan beskuldig word, dat hy die 6-jarige matlose man in verlede jaar in Soweto verkrag en vermoor het, sal na verwagting Vrydag weer in die hof verskyn. Hy het vandag vlugtig in Johannesburgse Hooggeregshof verskyn. Die beskuldigde is in Oktober verlede jaar in hegtenis geneem. Vir meer, besoek jackarandfm.com. En klik op nieuws. Die nasionale vervolgingsgesag in die Wes-Kaap het die vonnis verwelkom van 5 jaar tronkstraf vir Ferdinand Fortuoy wat in die Landdroshof in Bellville opgelees. Dit volg na 'n oproep na die polisie om te beweer dat hy bomme in die departement van water en sanitasie, Transnet se kantore en die Bellville taxi staanplek geplant het. Die NVG se woordvoerder Erik Ntabazalila.
He made the trans following heavy drinking on Sunday, the 10th of November 2024 and decided that he did not want to go to work on the Monday of 11 November 2024. He left his home in Mamre with the hope that the roads leading to Bellville would be closed because of his bomb threats. They were not and he worked the whole day.
Nou na in Mpumalanga waar die valke bevestig het dat 2 mense beseer is na 'n kontant en transit rooftog in Oggieshoppie en 12 afrit. Niemand is nog in hegtenis geneem nie. Die valke se Maknosi Nkosi.
The incident occurred this morning just after 7 a.m. 2 employees were injured and rushed to hospital for medical attention and investigation continues.
Die Nasionale E-Taxi Federasie vra die regering om dringend in te gryp om regulasies vir die sektor te bespoedig. Die federasie beraadslag tans met die betrokke rolspelers om 'n nasionale bemagtigingsraamwerk vir e-taxi bestuurders saam te stel. Woordvoerder Ouma Pake.
We call the Department of Employment and Labour, the Department of Transport, the Competition Commission of South Africa to act decisively now to help bring about meaningful change in our industry and we urge all platform workers, no matter which app they may work on, to unite under one banner for justice, dignity and fair labour practices.
Nog nes uit die buitenland, die motief vir 'n skietery buite 'n nachtklub in Ecuador bly onbekend. 8 mense is dood en 2 ander is gewond toe 'n groep gewapende mans in die vroeë oggendure op die skare buite die nachtklub losgebrand het. Die gewapende mans het in 2 bakkies opgedaag en op mense wat buite gedrink het losgebrand. En 5 joernaliste van Al Jazeera is dood in 'n Israëlse lugaanval naby die Al-Shifa Hospitaal in Gaza stad. Die Israëlse weermag het die aanval bevestig. Al Jazeera sê die sluipmoord is net nog 'n blaatante en voorbedagte aanval op persvryheid. Ek is Chanel September terug met meer nuus in Engels om 1:00.
Are you sure?
Sure.
Okay, well, that's lekker. What an amazing weekend. Did you have a good one, Chanel?
I did. You could say so.
Come on, spill the tea. Severance, wat het gebeur?
Alex, for those of you who don't know, I'm actually studying further.
Yeah, that's correct.
And so my nose was in the books this weekend.
No. Yep. On Women's Day.
Yep.
Oh, come on. I thought you were going to tell me how amazing Shekinah was, how the weather was brilliant over at the Walter Sisulu Botanical Gardens for Rose Fest.
I had to give that up to study.
Oh. Okay. Then answer me this question, and it's baie belangrik, because we may have students listening and they want to know, if you put in all of that hard work, are you going to get extra money? For all of the sacrifices, come on, are you going to get extra money?
You're definitely enlightened in your mind.
An amazing weekend, a lekker gig, Sunbet on Times Square on Friday night. I got to see... first time in my life, and I can't show you the video because it's, well, radio, but I will show Chanel the video because I got to see 2 human mirror balls for the first time in my life.